Live and direct right here on KXP, right now in the afternoon show, straight from the live room. It's your boy, Larry Mizell Jr. Thank you for listening. I'm so happy right now we have with us a guest who made one of my favorite albums of 2021, Play With The Changes. I'm talking about Rachelle Jordan. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Fantastic. It's so good to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Y'all got some music for us?
We do.
Let's go.
Let's get it. Clash.
KXP.
I'm so sick and tired of being tied up in your life. Got me really questioning, am I? Real question, why am I? Have I really been from time? Have I really been on your mind? Have you been a good guy? Gotta give you the side eye. Gotta give you cause you lie, lie. What I gotta shut up my guy, bye. Yeah.
Michelle Jordan, live on KEXP. Michelle Jordan, live on the Afternoon Show, KEXP. Michelle Jordan, live on KEXP, the Afternoon Show. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Being out on the road, is this the first time you've gotten to tour, play with the Changes?
Absolutely, yes.
Oh, how's it feel?
Time. Oh, my God, it feels so good.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Yeah, just all these new experiences. And it's my first tour.
Wow.
So this is really, yeah, this is a lifelong, it's like a bucket list, like all kinds of things are happening right now.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
I love it. Talk to me about the title. It struck me right away. It's always been one of my favorite concepts, phrases. Play with the Changes. What does that mean to you?
Ooh, yeah. No, it means a lot to me. I mean, I kind of went on a little bit of a hiatus after my last project, 1021 in 2014. I kind of just disappeared. There was a lot of things happening, a lot of movement, a lot of new management rolling over, a lot of bad situations, but a lot of music being made. Mm-hmm. And in my darkest times, I found myself just putting more of my energy into finding experimentation and adventure within the music. So I was finding joy in just like playing with rhythms, playing with sounds, and just whatever was happening on this side, like being able to put it there, compartmentalize that, and be playing with changes on this side. And as that started to happen, things started to change over on this side. A better situation came together. And, you know, when you kind of get into those dark places, it's just so easy to just kind of follow and move down that path. And it can affect the art, can affect many things in your life.
Yeah.
But I was able to just grasp on to playing with changes musically, and then seeing it playing with the changes over on the dark side of what I was going through at the time. And yeah, just clicked one day, the title came to me. It just made so much sense. And so it means a couple of things, but that's what it means, playing with the changes.
Right. That makes a lot of sense. I know there'd been that long hiatus since 1021, and you hear this kind of that, you hear some of that darkness and that like woundedness on Play with the Changes, but this resilience and this like dedication to perseverance and to care.
Yes.
Which is just everything. I love that you performed Lay. That's one of my favorites on that record. And you're talking about, you know, hoping for the safety of a loved one that's moving around.
Yeah.
You know, when they leave the house, and you know, you're watching Channel 5, KTLA.
Yeah.
I know you're seeing some stuff on there. Mm-hmm. Talk to me about that song.
Yeah. I feel like that song is a song that we all are probably, if you hear the song, you're probably going to feel it, because it's just, it seems like there's a lot going on right now. There's a lot of gun violence. It's out of control. You know, I don't even really want to get into it, but what I did write that song, it was a lot of, you know, the Black Lives Matter movement. Even prior to that, I had been thinking about this and having an anxiety about around police brutality. And it wasn't until Nipsey Hussle passed away that these words came to me as Clash was playing the chords at the studio. And, you know, "You're Safe With Me When I'm Watching You Sleep" just kept going around in my head every time he played those roads. And my mind was just on Nipsey Hussle, on Lauren London and how she would be feeling, then Kobe Bryant. And, you know, it's just, it's life, and we're all going to face this. But I just was just thinking into the anxiety of what it feels like to like lose somebody, or to just feel the anxiousness of possibly losing somebody, right? It's something that I need to express.
Yeah.
And that song really helped me kind of get through my mind, basically, and fight through all the anxiety that I feel around my loved ones right now.
Well, thank you for sharing all that and everything that's in that song. I feel like I was just talking about the same thing with a rock artist, black rock artist, cat named Bartiz Strange. Mm-hmm. He made a song, he's got a new single out, and the inspiration for that was the daughter of the guy who got murdered in 2020. It's, they can never.
Oh, the daughter of George Floyd. Is it George Floyd?
Floyd? Yeah. Sorry. I just was thinking all the other names.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. So thinking about that and kind of projecting into a person who's experiencing loss on a very visible stage.
Yeah.
The kind of empathy going into that. I just really appreciate that, you know, care, like I said.
Thank you. I'm glad you appreciate it too. I appreciate that.
And you got Clash with you.
Yeah.
I know you've been working with Clash and Machine Drum and Jimmy Edgar, all fantastic producers, like pretty much from the jump, right?
Yeah. So Clash and I have been working together since 2009. He found me on YouTube when I was a little bitty singing Khalees songs, and he saw me, and I only joined because Justin Bieber made it because of that. So I was like, okay, I guess I'll go on there and try it out. And then he found me right away. I heard his sound just by chance, actually. And we just started working together ever since. And then Machine Drum and Jimmy came around 2015, 2016. So it's still a very long time of knowing those guys as well. These three producers have such eclectic sounds and standpoints, and they always keep me on my toes as a creative. Mm-hmm. I love to be challenged. Like, send me a beat that's just like regular. I'm not going to respond to it. Sometimes I go through their discography. I'm like, send me this, give me this. And they're like, that is so weird. Like, why do you want that? But it's just, they help me keep me creative and imaginative. Mm-hmm. And those are the people that I love to surround myself with. So yeah, those are those guys.
I love that you have this unit that you've stuck tight with, you know, when things were like getting rocky and you're going through those situations like you were talking about. You weren't just like, chuck it, I'm going to go.
No.
You know.
Never that.
Yeah.
Never that. Right. Just create until something happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right on. And so you're in LA.
Yes.
on Young Art, Toki Monster's label. How was that?
Oh my God, it's so good.
Toki's awesome.
Toki's amazing. Yeah. She's the funniest, sweetest person. Yeah, she came again, just like the perfect time. I'm telling you, the way the whole thing lined up was just beautiful and just perfect. We had already been done with Play With A Chain, just a little tweaks and twerks, but she heard it right before we really got into just like cleaning it up.
Yeah.
And she understands my sound. She understands just the placement of me, because I'm, you know, black from Canada, and, you know, I'm getting into electronic music and I'm trying to find my sound, and I found it, and it's just like, but not everyone can really understand or see the full vision.
Yeah.
And she came in and she just got it, and it just made the most sense for all of us involved. Mm. And yeah, it's been awesome ever since.
Right on.
Yeah.
Well, shout out to Young Art for bringing us this record.
Yes.
And like you mentioned, you're a Canadian native,
yes.
Native to Toronto, one of my favorite mm-hmm. cities in North America.
Oh.
Tell me about that kind of scene coming out of there.
Yeah. So when I started making music, I would say I was really starting to record or figure out my sound or what I was looking for before Clash. I would be at Humber College down there on, where is it, Eglinton or something like that, downtown. Anyways, I'd be in there with all the music kids. I didn't even go to the school. I would just go into the college. I didn't even go. Like, the teachers were like, hey, Rochelle. I'm like, hey. I was in the modules just like singing and doing things, just trying to figure out what I wanted to do next. Then I had like a little band and I was singing in like coffee shops and stuff like that. So this was like really early on.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started the YouTube thing. And then when I linked up with Clash and we started finding our sound, I decided to then move, or at least go back and forth from Canada to LA. And so I kind of centered in LA and put the roots down over there.
Yeah.
But as far as Canada, you know, just being in and out and watching it blossom the way it did with all these amazing artists, The Weeknd, like, ooh, it blows my mind. Drake. We can go down the list.
Sure.
There's just like so many people. There's Jesse Lanza as well. It's just, the list goes on.
Is Majid from
Toronto? Yeah. Majid Jordan. Yeah. My God, Charlotte. There's just so many great, amazing people. But yeah, like just seeing that, it was really inspiring. And, you know, they're just forever coming out with new, amazing talent. So I'm just pretty much as part of the list. But yeah, it's really cool.
I love it. What's kind of been the biggest change since you started living in the States most of the time?
The biggest change for me? Honestly, I'm the kind of person that just goes into things and just like rides the wave. Mm. I've never questioned my choices in like being in the music industry and this purpose that I'm in. No matter how hard it got, like I just jump into things and I go. I don't know where that, I think, you know, honestly, it comes from my parents. They did the same thing I was young, when I was three. They just like moved. They moved from Jamaica to England. Then they went from England to Canada and they had nothing. Mm. And they just went on a hope that things would just be better and fruitful in the end. And it was, you know, and I feel like I've picked up on that from my parents. So I'm the kind of person that just goes into it guns blazing, and that's it. So I miss my family. I miss Canada. I miss the weather, like the different seasons.
You miss all the weather?
I love all of it.
I know in LA you don't have as many seasons.
No, we don't. Yeah. And at first it was like great. It was just hot all the time. But now I'm just like, oh my gosh, like I miss seasons. I love winter just as much as I do summer. But yeah, so I never, you know, it's different, but I don't like stay in that place. I just roll with the punches pretty much.
Right on.
Yeah.
And now you're on the road touring this album.
Yeah.
Your first tour ever. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
What do you got cooking next?
Ooh, God, thanks. Cooking.
Yeah.
Things are cooking already, which is good. Always working, always coming up with new ideas. Yeah, I think I'm going to continue touring actually into the fall. There's a couple things that have come up, but I am working on a new project, but we'll see. Like Play With The Changes, it just kind of came together when it needed to at the right time. And I plan on being that kind of artist where I'm not going to be rushed into things or just put something together just to keep relevant.
Yeah.
I've never been that kind of person, so I'm not going to change now. I'm just going to keep creating until it feels good, feels perfect. And I have an idea of like what I want to do next and the pocket I want to be in, and I'm just going to move forward with faith. That's it.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, we're all looking forward to see what that looks like. Thank you so much for stopping by here.
Thank you.
I know you're going to be at Barboza tonight. I'm going to check you out there.
Awesome. Thank you.
Absolutely.
It's going to be a good one.
Yes, indeed. Rochelle Jordan, Clash, thank you for joining us. This is KEXP, KEXP.org. Thank you, everybody who supports all this amazing music, all the amazing artists that come through here. It only happens with your support. If you're able, you can make a gift right now at KEXP.org. Make sure you subscribe to the YouTube where this fantastic session is going to be up soon. Thank you for all your support. And let's keep the music going, y'all. It's KEXP, KEXP.org.